This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. So now we got to find out what the drunken golfer did.
What the drunken golfer did?
What'd he do? He's pretty rude. This is a 43-year-old golfer in British Columbia. He got arrested.
Go, Cox!
What'd you say that he did?
Oh, you said go.
I was doing British Columbia.
Oh.
Go, Cox! Yeah. Go to the Willoughby!
I think what you
both... Somewhere where they're burning the boxes. Yeah, the Vancouver side.
Yeah, but I was doing boys. British Columbia, South Carolina.
Agreed that they
I thought you said goat.
I'm that he did something very vulgar, but that's not the case.
Let me see. I might have some sound for you here.
Really?
Let's see if I got old dude here.
That was great.
God bless, fat boy.
Let's see if I got it right here.
Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
Hey, you gotta call
the cops.
Call the RCMP.
Put the club down.
RCMP.
Put the club down.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
Oh, you said put the club down.
Oh, okay.
So this happened at the Burnaby Mountain Golf Course near Vancouver on October 12th. But the video, as you know, we just heard it came out. And it sounds like the victim or someone he was with hit into the group in front of them. So that pissed him off. And you can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him with his driver so hard that the club snaps off. And the guy hit went down and
God, I was kind of close then. Wonder if it was a Big Bertha.
He started rolling around on the ground holding his head, but luckily he wasn't seriously hurt. It probably just stunned him.
You know, well, let me see if I can find out. Let's see if we can investigate a little. Because you really want to know what the club was. Was it a Cleveland? Because they got those heavy heads on the downswing. It can really mess somebody up.
Uh-oh.
That's our crack research department. They research cracks, too.
I have an answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you did. Okay, let me see.
Oh, that was our crack team talking.
Another. October. She already said where it was, the mountain course. Now, here. Okay, look. It says what they're wearing, but I can't see what kind of golf club it was.
Huh. Yeah, there weren't. The golfer was in a pink shirt.
Why would you put all that information in?
Yeah.
And not what they were using.
I just wanted to know, not even the brand. Like, what's it? Was it a putter? Was it a wood?
Like, they don't even say that. There's a picture, but you can't tell from the picture what the guy's, because it's really blurry.
Yeah.
But they'll tell you what color shirt he's wearing for some reason.
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So the cops showed up and arrested the guy who they described as being, quote, intoxicated. And it sounds like he's facing charges for assault with a weapon.
What? Just before I click on this, it says NSFW language. Does that mean no SFY? Like, duh, it's going to have cussing in it. Or is that not safe for web?
For work.
Okay. So it doesn't mean no SFY.
You just wait till you get home to watch it.
Why don't you just say that? Wait till you get home.
It's the language, I guess.
What if you're unemployed? You can watch it anywhere, right?
God, it's driving me nuts. I don't know what the club was.
Yeah,
but I'm like with you. I don't have to know the make, just what club was it?
Because others, I mean, some would hurt.
All I know was a driver.
Yeah.
See, I would take a putter. Putter's a lot heavier. Plus, if you got one of those, like, Lucas Glover type belly putters.
And the
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to come all the way up.
And the golfer was wearing a white hat, dark colored shirt. The other guy was wearing pink.
Was he wearing knickers?
That I don't know.
They really satisfy.
You know, I think there's been
wore a pair.
So much complaints that they didn't put this stuff in the story, like details? Did they start doing it now?
Are you being facetious?
No, because okay. We would always ask. Like,
I know. I mean, that's like, you know, some of these stories are wild. And then you pass assumptions on some, like, oh, okay, I didn't know why you didn't put that in there now.
Well,
you know.
Now I got a Freedom of Information Act to find out what it was.
Oh, I could give you a great example. Not of that, but there was a, you know what? We've had a fun show. I'm not going to bring that up now.
I'll do it.
Well, so there's this thing where a 14-year-old young girl was waiting for a bus, and a guy walked up to her. This is no joke. A guy walked up to her and said, hey, can you give me directions? I'm not from around here. And she said she could look at him and tell, you know, that he wasn't. And when she started to tell him, he dragged her, allegedly by her feet, behind a bush and committed a sex act on Jesus. Her. And they found out that he was from another country, and they gets that whole thing going again. But you had to read the story all the way through before that was in there. Now, if the reverse was on there,
and nobody was around to thwart any kind of attempt. That's what sucks about the whole thing.
Of course. But like I'm saying, the selective descriptions that are used about things.
Oh, yeah. They still have the rhetoric. Separate. They got the separate headline departments, right, when it comes to these news stories?
Oh, without question. I mean, the meat of the story was, yeah, look at this guy doing this awful thing. But also this. Like, maybe there's something to that.
God, I would like to think somebody would stop it, though. For real. Remember the guy that called in? Said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He saw the girl get roofied, and he went outside and followed the guy, and he's making out with her, and she's passed out. And
oh, yeah.
He tries to stop it, and the cops get on his ass when they get there.
He ended up getting charged for beating the guy's ass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's beating the guy's ass while he's trying to make out with her. She's all sacked out, you know.
Today's a big day.
Halloween Eve.
Well, not only that, it's National Candy Corn Day.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
They're great. They're good.
I love candy corn.
I do too.
You eat it the long way?
Nope.
The what way?
Long way. You eat corn the long way?
I eat creamed candy corn.
You mean like on the cob the long way?
He's making a... Do you're punching yourself in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. That thing. No, I cut it off the cob.
Oh, God.
Eat it on the plate because I don't like the way it feels on your teeth like that.
Oh, she likes the long slivers. I've done that before. Where you just go down with the cob with a knife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a toothache or something?
No, it's just like they'll get stuck in your teeth eating them off the cob.
Like yeah.
That. Plus, if you take a long sliver and butter it up.
Oh, it's yummy.
Oh.
Somehow it tastes differently when you do that.
Is it better than baby corns? I know you like baby corns.
You're looking at me like I'm weird.
I mean, y'all realize this is candy, though, and not like vegetables.
I know it turns into like actual food. Candy corn sucks.
Candy corn is good.
Even the pumpkins, a little candy corn.
Candy cucumber is not good.
Oh.
Those are only for bachelorette parties.
Hey, girl, don't forget your scrawls.
Don't forget your cuke.
Well, did you know that 35 million pounds of candy corn are consumed worldwide? People love it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna make lollipops that are shaped like cucumbers. Lollipops shaped like cucumbers. What can we call them?
Oh, hey girls,
cuke suckers.
There you go.
Cuke suckers.
Well, 57% of candy corn fans eat the whole piece in one. 28% they start the white tip first. Write that up.
I like that.
50% begin with the white or yellow end. How do you eat your candy corn?
I just take a handful and throw them in the mouth. I don't eat them one by one. I like the pumpkin ones. I like the ones that have a sliver of chocolate. I like them.
This has to keep, this has been keeping Bratches in business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah, they're the big maker of the.
You get the bag of it.
It's Bratch Lesnar, I think, that owns the company.
Wrong. God, why they never do that? I know he wasn't famous back then, but still.
I don't. Yeah.
I mean, have some foresight, people.
Well, now though, they're probably glad they didn't.
They could have brought it back. Brock's
candies.
At least they could have brought it back until about 6 months ago.
Right, till they read those text messages.
Well, not everybody is all thrilled about the new Joker movie, Folie à Deux. But there is one fan out there, and that would be director Quentin Tarantino.
He likes it?
Yeah.
Hey. Do you think the name kind of messed up? Like, I know the movie itself, some people don't like, but the name couldn't have like helped, right?
It's
like Harley Quinn. They had to change the name of the movie.
It's to some people it matters. Like, I don't like. So I love Sturgill Simpson's new album. The like title doesn't do anything for me, and that is hold on, I'm gonna go to it. It's Passage du Désir. Like, I don't know what that it means. Passage of Desire, I think, but it's spelled DUDESIR. It's like, all right, come on, let's not talk Latin here.
Does it bug you that he's such good buddies with Colbert? Like, he's always on the show.
I mean,
I'm like, come on, man. It's...
You know, you got to separate that stuff. I wouldn't still be a Willie Nelson fan if I judged that.
Yeah, that's true. But
or like Mick Foley. Like,
sucks you got to separate it, though.
You just got to respect it. You do it like anything else. Oh, you like that team. Well, I don't. And that's cool. You like them. We're going to beat you at the game. But, you know.
Rivalries.
It's kind of like what 50 Cent was saying earlier. Like, I'm not going to gain anything by endorsing anyone. I'm not going to gain anybody. He said, I ain't into no politic, I believe, was the direct quote. So.
No,
I get it, but certain jobs or whatever you have is kind of got to come. Now, I wonder if you work for a political station and you like down deep don't feel that way, but you have to put on that disguise essentially and act like it.
That'd be tough.
If you slipped up one day and said, oh, yeah, man, they should ban those or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, that's a weird kind of life to live. And there's a lot of people living that life.
And it's hard to see. Well, it's easy to see through some of it. You know, it's hard to fake.
Yeah. There's some people just grab onto the trend, you know.
Some people in that business believe so much the other way that they won't use their real name when they go on the show. Like, you know, so-and-so show with, like, that's their show, but that ain't their name.
You don't think his name's really Man Cal?
So you can't find him.
So
he's one of them. He's went real political.
Quentin says about this movie, quote, I'm just a nihilistic enough to kind of enjoy a movie that doesn't quite work as a movie.
And I'm a nihilist.
That's a big giant mess to some degree. I didn't find it an intellectual exercise. I just really got caught up into it. And maybe he just kind of liked the music and the musical aspect of it. I don't know.
I could see him liking that. I mean, you know.
Anything like his high praise, if it's, you know, if it's a compliment from him, because he's probably knows more about movies than anybody in that business.
And
good ones consistently, yeah.
And Tarantino even thinks that Joaquin Phoenix's acting was, quote, one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. So that's pretty over the top.
I haven't seen it. I'm judging it off of multiple reviews I've read and people that I've talked to.
Well, if you want to fork out the $25, you can watch it right now.
I think you wait two more weeks and watch it on the stream.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I'm not going to see it at this
point. At your leisure.
If there's a chance of it not being good, yeah, I'll wait. And then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
For, you know, whatever it costs, $11 a month.
I need Big Brown to get it and then hold his phone in front of the TV. So he could FaceTime me.
He's pissed that we didn't show him the copy of Terrifier 3.
And that's kind of like watching it. Yeah.
Sorry, Big.
Those bootleg copies if you're watching other stuff. I hate that.
Well, it sucks to watch it from a certain angle and people keep getting up to go get popcorn.
Yeah, you could hear him eat and fart and all this other stuff. I remember getting a bootleg copy.
I got the chocolate.
And I told my husband, please turn this off. This is ruining the movie that I wanted to see so bad.
I got a bootleg copy of Paul. Remember Paul?
The alien movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was from the side shot, and people were getting up. Oh, my God. Now that guy got busted. He's not there anymore. But he has so many movies with Jockey Lot. And he's
it's like you didn't know it at the beginning until you heard a cough, or you'd see, like, oh, why, am I watching Mystery Science Theater right now? Like, why are these people walking across the bottom of the
screen? Right.
This is weird.
All right. Well, I'm Paige. Dang. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I thought that lady was not wearing pants. She's wearing very suntan colored pants.
I thought that was Chaz. Doing a local spot.
Oh, that's a man?
I thought that was a cameo.
Okay, we won't say what channel we're watching. All right. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so this guy, we said this beginning of the show, we were going to try to get him on that worked with his schedule, obviously, because of work. He's in a newer relationship, and something is amiss, and he wanted to get our advice on it. And not just ours, but you listening right now, so get ready. Say hello to Anonymous. I appreciate you for coming on. Thank
yes.
you. Uh-oh. You there?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
That's my fault.
When I read this email, I laughed. I mean, not like I'm laughing at your plight, but the way it was written, it made me chuckle a lot, and I wanted to get you on because I bet you, just bet you, that, Fat Boy, wouldn't you say maybe 30% of our male audience has experienced something like this, if not more?
Oh, yeah. At least.
Let's see if this is true. What's going on? Tell us about this. Is it a girlfriend? Are y'all just seeing each other? Or?
Yeah. No, she's a new girlfriend, and I really like her, you know? I guess I'm looking for some advice. Well, I guess I'll just dive right into it, you know.
So yeah.
she has some fetishes, you know, like fetishes apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just slightly odd to me, but at the same time, I feel like I might actually secretly enjoy it.
Oh.
And I really just want to hear like what other guys' like reactions are. Obviously, without being very graphic.
Yeah, that's you know, within the confines of our show, especially. Oh, wow, I didn't know you secretly liked it. I thought you felt intimidated by this. Go ahead. Now I'm even more slightly intrigued.
Yeah.
This so don't like, involve your rear end, does it?
Maybe.
Oh, I just wanted to see.
Yeah, so like I said, without being so graphic, well, like, for example, like when we're having sex, like she'll like to like squeeze and pinch and even kiss around my nipples.
And, I've never had that.
When she first did that, like it caught me way off guard. I was like, "What the heck is this?" You know,
like squeezing them like hurt.
Honestly.
Oh, it tickled.
Yeah, it kind of tickled, and it just felt very effeminate.
Well,
can I make a generalization here, real quick?
Yeah,
you sound,
please.
And this is like, I could be way off base here.
Oh, boy.
But you sound like a guy who's probably really skinny and don't really have anything to work with up top, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
what
me.
Is that? No, I don't.
That is not nice.
So what is she squeezing? Like, he's got nothing like.
Oh,
he has
you're
nipples?
Saying, yeah, nipples. Like, I mean, I guess what he's trying to say is how big a boy are you? Like, I mean, you've probably maybe seen us online. I mean, you know, we bigger boys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not a twig, but I'm, you know. I'm,
okay, I have to say, like,
a twig.
Okay, that really caught me off guard. I didn't know all the, now, does the effemination, yeah. Is that a word? Does the effemination like come from her kissing your nipples?
Yeah, like when
okay,
like,
I get that. I do. I really, I understand that. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
And
I wouldn't like
and
it.
She seems to
it tickled too much.
Yeah, she seems to really enjoy it. Like really enjoy it.
And okay, Paige, he can't see you. What's
I know,
your question?
But I'm thinking maybe she's doing that to you because she likes that done to herself.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing that. I mean, I don't know that.
That's
so
the first thing.
So maybe it feels good. To her, and she's
he
making
said,
you feel good too.
He said that he feels like he might be liking it. Then why I don't know what the problem
What's
is.
The problem?
I couldn't like it.
I don't. I
well, the thing is like I've always heard like you know she seems to really enjoy it, but like you know I've always heard like sometimes in a relationship you have to do things that maybe you don't want to do, that, you know, they enjoy. And, you know, it's like putting on a TV show that I like and she doesn't like, or taking her to a concert for a band that she's not really interested,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's, well, that's cohabitating and kind of like, you know, you're being selfless, but...
This could go down the slippery slope of being objectified, too, so you want to watch out.
Oh. So as far as what women have asked you to do, either one of you, is this outrageous?
I haven't done this. I wouldn't like it. Definitely.
You've done that. You've not had it done to you.
I have not had it done to me. I wouldn't like it. Especially, you know, she's like, you know, push them together.
I'm too ticklish.
You wouldn't really like it, though.
No, and I get the thing about you saying it feels effeminate to you. But, I mean, see, that's the thing. There's something, I can't allude to it in any way right now, but there's a certain thing that seems like it's more in now that I would never.
Can you, like...
I could show you. I'll charade it.
Okay, let's see. We haven't played charadio in forever.
Okay.
Should I guess, or we just...
Well... No, I'm the woman, all okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
No.
You would not want that done to
no.
you.
No.
No, yeah,
so
that
clearly,
was...
Text in your guess
you
is 72341.
Like
no, that right there, I wouldn't like
now
it.
There's...
But you said down deep you're liking it, so... She might be the world's conditioned you to think this is like she's breastfeeding or whatever, but no, I mean it's like she's helped you realize this is something you don't like. Now you don't want to run around maybe tell everybody you're anonymous right now, but I mean
I don't hate women enough to put them through that. What you just straight at it.
But if she likes it though.
No. Yeah, that I don't know why. What
I don't know for everything I was talking about. I don't know why anybody would want to be in that.
I'm not sure which part of the anatomy you were talking about there.
The butt.
Okay.
I was kind of shocked.
But,
it's cool.
Well, the look on your face, I knew that it was unpleasant. That's
yeah,
why.
That's not even like a effeminate or any like when either
you're going
either
like
way.
This.
But you know,
either
this,
way that
this is
be.
How stuff gets discovered. You know, that's just because people don't think about doing certain things with certain stuff, you know?
Well,
it's like, oh, I never thought about that before. Let's see if, you know.
I think that you're finding out that you like this, and again, the world's conditioned you to think this is bad, but you like your nipples squeezed and smacked
around. But what if I didn't like it? I mean,
you should tell her.
Yeah.
Would I tell her, or should I fall on the sword?
See,
I mean,
no. If it's something like that, you have to say it. But this is something I've often wondered about. Like, let's say you're in the throes of passion, Paige, and you're sitting there and you're kissing about his chest.
Yeah.
How does he let you know? Does he let you know then, or then afterwards, after you're having that cigarette or whatever you're doing? Fat boy goes and has
well,
a snack.
Well, I mean, you may say, start kissing a guy on the lips and then kiss him somewhere else and then lead down to where he really wants you to go, and you're teasing him all the way down there.
There
right?
are a lot of texts that are into what this guy's having trouble with.
Goodness. From women that love doing it?
From the guys who like getting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. I'm just too ticklish. Try me, Paige. I'll laugh.
Mm. Plus, you know... There was a text that said, this is a good sign of experimentation, you know, that
like, well,
it's a good start.
That's it doesn't mean saying. Everything in life, you got to go try it to see if you like it. I think there's certain things, you know.
And yeah. I'll be honest with you, as a woman, there are things that I don't like to do that I do for a man.
Write it down. Please write it down.
Charade it right now.
No.
Charade it. Oh,
really?
Boy.
You don't like that?
I thought she was punching herself in the face.
No.
I was looking at the profile. All I saw was her hitting herself in the face. Roar.
I want to know who really likes that.
Why is he punching you in the mouth like that?
Why'd you use two hands?
With the fist sideways.
Stop. I never did that.
No, dude, you like it. You're learning about yourself. And I'm not judging you. If you like that, you know, and she obviously likes it, then there you go. You do it.
In relationships, you got to give a little to get a little.
Now, if she starts hurting him things, you should say something.
Stop.
Then. I mean, like, you have to. You got to have that safe word.
You don't know where it's going to go next.
Yep.
But you're about to find out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. You good. Oh, wow. Look at this text.
Oh.
I had a girl the same way. This helped me realize that I got my nipples pierced. That I got my nipples pierced. Maybe that made them realize they wanted to get their nipples pierced. But I always heard, too, if you really in the nipple play and you get the nipples pierced, that it can kill
the sensitivity. Like,
yeah,
you could lose
it messes up the, it doesn't, like, you don't want to have them messed with then. Maybe.
Oh. Hey, Anonymous, there was some people have issues with this, but if she asked you to choke her, could you do something like that?
Oh, my God.
With your hands.
Yeah. Is another?
Yeah, maybe. I can try.
Nope, that's off limits with me.
Be careful.
Like, she can't even ask for it, right?
No, now. Even she took my hands and put it there and started. And I was like, no.
What if she choked herself? Would that just look weird?
That would, yeah, I'd be like, you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, what if he killed
her? Trying to
that's
do this.
Never good.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Well, she's like, okay, choke me. I'll do the womp womp sounds for you. Like, we'll have a trade off.
Hey, dude, I appreciate this guy's taking I don't know if it's his lunch hour, but he's taking his break time to do this. Thank you.
I hope that
helps you get something figured out with that, okay?
No worries, guys. I'll probably just see how I like it, and if I don't really like it, I'll probably tell her.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
P1 nipple guy.
You better hope she don't find somebody that likes everything.
Yeah, she could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.